Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, what the fuck is going on? This is Raw Business. Coming to a theater near you. You guys know who I am. And by now, you should know who Long Wolf is. Host of this CEO of this Wolfpack shit.
Raw Power, Raw Business.
Coming to a theater near you. You guys know, y'all already know what to do about the social media. Hit us up, hit us with that like. Also leave your comments and your questions, comments, concerns on our website, which is wolfpack_tv.com and Facebook, also Instagram, Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. We're getting it. We're going to actually change this shit up just a little bit. We're going to move from Wolfpack TV to Raw Business Radio starting in September 6th. Will be same time, guys, at 10 o'clock on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 10 p.m. We're doing Raw Business Radio starting in September 6th. I repeat that again. Wolfpack TV will just be our video section. We're still going to be, it's still Wolf Nation, it's still Wolfpack, but we're actually going to do, we're putting Wolfpack TV as TV as far as videos and stuff like that, so you can go and watch it. Watch us in the daily videos. We'll post probably like 1 or 2 videos a week on what's been going on and just like funny stuff that's been going on. And then we'll transition to the Raw Business Radio happening Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Same thing, still Wolf Nation and still Wolfpack TV, Raw Business Radio. I'm excited. Hit us up. Any questions or concerns that you have? Let me get right into the show. Oh, before I start into the show, remember, guys, you guys can still call in. Our numbers haven't changed. You can still call in, even Raw Business Radio, same number, just different name, guys. That's what it is. Wolfpack TV is going to be our videos again. Call in 713-955-0733. You know, that's pretty much let's just get right down to business. Let's start with the sports real quick. I noticed that the QB from Minnesota Vikings is going to be out with a torn MCL. That's very unfortunate for him to chest MCL. I don't know if it was in practice or preseason. Either way, however he injured it, doesn't look good for the Minnesota Vikings. Teddy Bridgewater,
hopefully, actually a good move would be, I think Michael Vick is out there. Maybe he can bring, you know, some lively, some, you know, sell some tickets, you know. I really hate to see African American QBs go down like that for the whole season. ACL injury, he's going to be out the whole year. That's going to be very, very tough, very challenging for people, athletes to get hurt, have to watch their team go into battle, be out for the whole season. So, Teddy Bridgewater, if you're listening, you know, get well soon, bro, and, you know, take your time with rehab, and, you know, I just hope everything works out for you, and I hope you heal, you know, really fast. I wanted to actually talk about the Colin Kaepernick situation. I don't really have a problem at all. Of course, you guys know how we roll. We're going to go against man every time when it's necessary, especially if we believe strongly in the values and what we believe in. I do not have a problem with him sitting down at the national anthem. My problem is, you guys, San Francisco 49ers fan, I saw this on Facebook, saw it everywhere on YouTube, that they're burning Kaepernick jerseys because of the national anthem situation. But how come you guys didn't burn the cop jerseys or demonstrate how you know, protesting against, you know, with the Black Lives Matter movement? How come you guys didn't burn the police cars when that was happening? You know, they was killing up my brothers and sisters. What did you guys do exactly? Did y'all make videos? I'm looking at all this stupidity in the newsroom, and all these news anchors have some negative say about calling, you know, they fought for the country, this and that, and this and that. But didn't they fight for our freedom rights? And, you know, why is it that y'all keep showing me every day how crash dummy y'all are with the situations that are going on every day? You know, the government is losing $6.5 trillion, and, you know, we're sitting up here struggling to make ends meet every fucking day. And, you know, what about in the courthouse when they do the Pledge of Allegiance or the, you know, the Star Spangled Banner or whatever? You got half of the people that don't even stand and put their hand on their heart and stand and do a pledge. I mean, what exactly this USA is slowly showing me. You guys are showing me, well, Revelation just hurry up. If Revelation is happening, which I know it is, it needs to hurry up and get here. You know, Lone Wolf, I don't know about you, bro, but I'm ready to go to the Lord, dog, and just, you know, I ain't got to deal with none of this dumb stuff. Just listen to all these situations that are happening every day. It's just negativity after negativity. Controversy after controversy, and these guys continue to be entertained by that. I'm on Facebook the other day. Tell me why these guys, some of these guys on my friends list, they're sitting up there posting and sharing pictures of two African American people fighting, and all you see is life. And the World Star Hip Hop, what it is known for? You want to go see a fight, a street fight? It's nothing but black people fighting. Nothing. Every fucking video is them guys fighting. You know, and it's just getting really ridiculous. And that's why these other ethnic groups are looking at us, laughing at us, calling us nigger and this and that and this and that. How can we get mad about that when we demonstrate and we show these guys, you know, that we this and that, but we get, you know, we open our mouths, we make fools of ourselves, number one. The second thing is we're fighting against each other. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to, you know, take from other people. You know, there's no unity at all. Yeah, we can be unified when it comes to controversy, or when a riot is about to happen, we can all be together. But when it's some real positive shit, we can't come together for shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, we can come together when it's time, you know, for $2 Tuesdays, you know, at your local strip club. But when it comes to this real shit and positive stuff, you know, you guys know where to be found. Y'all don't want to talk about that. You know what I'm saying? Positive issues that are poisoning the community. You guys don't want to come together for that. I never understand that. I'm at a loss for words. I'm not going to keep talking about this all over and over again. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, going back to the Colin Kaepernick thing, because I wanted to say something about it. I just feel like it's
dumb for people to have something negative to say, and it's always people that like that are looking for controversy, and the people that are looking for controversy ain't really about shit. You guys don't want those kind of problems. Y'all sit up there and y'all put your chest out like y'all gonna do something, but y'all not gonna do nothing, man.
Like Steven Sandham used to punk y'all, you know what I'm saying? Give me your motherfucking lunch money every fucking day, or give me your watch or something like that. Y'all sit up there and get your ass, you know what I'm saying, get punked.
And it's the same thing how society is. It punks the shit out of y'all to where y'all don't want to do nothing to stand up. And what really bothered me about the whole situation is how come you guys didn't stand up when my brothers and sisters were getting gunned down? Nobody burned a police car. Nobody, you know, took the police car and ran it in the river or did anything to kind of be like, hey, man, we ain't going to be putting up with this stuff. I'm not talking about the African-American people. I'm talking about people that are not of our same color, you know what I'm saying? Japanese people, Caucasian people, especially the ones that are so-called for us and didn't do anything like that, you know what I'm saying? But you see us, you know, helping y'all, you know what I'm saying, protest about the right to bear arms. I don't understand that. Y'all see us on there protesting right next to y'all, but we can come together for some shit like that when it's about y'all, you know what I'm saying? But when it's about, you know, they're killing our black people, this and that, you guys are nowhere to be found. I just have a really big problem with that. Lone Wolf, go ahead and, you know, you can add up whenever you need to add, interject. You know, it just bothers me, bro. And I agree with Colin Kaepernick. I don't have a problem at all that he sat down because of that. I mean, it's bullshit if you ask me. I mean, when is enough is enough? What exactly are we supposed to do? You know, we're putting in a position against the wall. What exactly are we supposed to do? Just, it's going to get better. You know what I'm saying? This and that and this and that. No, man. It's doomed all the time. These guys are getting off. They're killing these brothers and sisters. They're getting off with pay. They're being paid, you know what I'm saying, not to come to work. Or they're getting suspended with pay. You let me alone, we'll do some shit like that where we just sitting up there getting trigger happy and killing white people or Hispanic people or Chinese people or Brazilian people or anybody else that is not African American and watch what happens to us. Death row will never see daylight. It's just sickening. And, you know, Colin Kaepernick got you guys' attention because everybody has bad stuff to say about him. So, Lone Wolf, your thoughts on this issue?
Yeah, you know, I definitely agree with you and say your sentiments. Like, he definitely had his right to, you know, to sit there and stand up for what he believed in. That's his American right, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of belief, freedom of right to bear arms. So, you know, for those that's mad at him, they only mad at him because he's exposing something they don't want it to be exposed or talked about. And more this, you know, how black people are being treated in America is being brought to the light. And I just want to say this to Rodney Harrison, you's a mark ass nigga, and you a doo doo thing because you sit there and you try to go at Colin Kaepernick and say he's not black, but your bitch ass will never say nothing like that. So I really don't understand why people do that kind of stuff, and we play these color games. You know, it's been a big issue, something I've dealt with in the past before, this light skin, dark skin stuff, and you know, going back and forth. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we all see what's going on. You know, light-skinned brothers are attacked just like dark-skinned brothers. And, you know, for him to call that out, you know, to try to get some fame, you know, in the midst of what, you know, was already being said with Colin Kaepernick, what he did, you know, putting his, you know, basically Colin Kaepernick, he put the heavyweight shot on the line. Rodney Harrison, you know, you throwing cups in the ring because you can't get in the ring. You know, you out there in the stands. He's a mark. I want to just say that first and foremost, and you know, for Wolf Nation, you don't have to agree with me, but you know, that's just how I feel about it. He's a mark ass dude, and you know, he sold out WCW style. So you know, you get your black card pulled doing that kind of stuff, and you know, it doesn't take any color to see injustice. It only takes eyes. You know, and then it only takes a mouth, a willing mouth to speak on it, you know what I'm saying? You know, and cowards come in all forms, shapes, sizes, or colors. So, you know, Rodney Harrison, you're a coward, and then you try to come back and clean that shit up, but you can't clean that up, you know. So, you know, much respect to Colin Kaepernick. You know, I have my own personal you know, opinion on you know, the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, and all that stuff. You know, personally, you know, I think people are overreacting, because how many of y'all seriously take that serious? How many of y'all really wake up every day and sing that song and go stand in front of your flag and pledge allegiance? Let's just be real. You know,
let's just be honest. Yeah, nobody does that shit. Nobody stands in front
nobody's
of the flag
doing,
and sings
nobody's
that
doing
every
that
day.
Shit.
Nobody does that shit.
You know, just like y'all call yourself Christians, but y'all ain't never opened a Bible in your entire life. You know, so I mean, like, you know, that's, you know, and this just goes back to the Wolf Nation shit and that Oprah L. Outsiders for Life. You know, raw business, raw power, you know, two-man dynasty shit, what we've been calling out all along, which is that hypocrisy shit. Y'all love playing pretend, you know what I'm saying? And this is what playing pretend gets you, nothing but confusion, you know. So, you know, you got all this pretend shit going on, and now look what it then caused, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's just nothing but division, people going at it, and, you know, and nobody, you know, nobody trusts nobody, man, because everybody's pretending.
Yeah, everybody's pretending. Along with you brought a good point up. Everybody is playing pretend. And my question is, when is enough is enough? What exactly, when do we get our just due? Will we ever get our just due? The answer to that question is no, we haven't. We still have a chimp on our shoulder from slavery. Let's just be honest. You know, our ancestors went through that. And it's does history repeat itself? Yeah, because you had slaves back in the 1800s, and now we're being slaves at our jobs. We're being slaves at the bill slavers. You know what I'm saying? It's just a constant thing. We're working for somebody else, taking orders from somebody else, when we should be, you know, taught to bring, to, you know, help, you know, build our own brand and build our own business and build stuff that we want to be a part of and deal with, and that we want to make money. You know what I'm saying? We always our parents tell us, you need to go get a job, instead of saying, you need to make some money. That would be the best thing to tell. And when my son gets to, you know, 14, 15 years old, I'm going to say, you need to make some money. However you make some money is all up to you. I mean, we have that slave mindset by saying, you need to go get a job and be slaved and be told what to do and stuff like that. I understand that some of you guys, I mean, basically, bottom line is to be an innovator, not an imitator. And a lot of you guys went the other way. Y'all are imitators and not innovators. Y'all follow and see what everybody else is doing, and then y'all do it instead of coming out with your own stuff and running with it and being yourself. We don't have
that
going on right now.
Stop worrying about what's going on TV and all these other things, and start worrying about what's going on in your life, man, and what's going on around you. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's way more important. But I don't think people are so much, you know, caught up, you know, wanting to do that. It's more so they want to, you know, they trying to go find somewhere to fit in so they can get in some, you know, some place or whatever. But I mean, I always say, man, the best course of action in life is just to be yourself. So,
and that's always a remedy to do that. Be yourself in every situation, regardless. And even if you're doing, and Colin Kaepernick is a perfect example. Even if you're doing the right, even if you're standing up for what is right, you could be standing by yourself. And right now, he's standing by himself. Everybody,
right?
Everybody,
and
gets him.
And be labeled the bad guy.
You know,
and be labeled the bad guy.
And look at Ben. He had a problem with that. He had a real big problem with that. But,
Drew Brees,
I mean,
and Drew Brees, you're from Austin, so, you know, I feel some type of way about that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you see how these guys really feel about the African-American race, you know what I'm saying? When you see all these NFL people coming out and going against them, I feel like you're sitting on the whole African-American community. And guess what? Your sales just went down because of that, you dumbass, right before the NFL season starts. You fucking crash dummy. You know what I'm saying? And it's just ridiculous, and it's frustrating, and I don't understand why we have to do that. We play this race card, and, you know, you guys are so immature when it comes to that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's just a thing of, you know, like, I mean, nobody's blind. Everybody sees what's going on. You know, it's just that few are going to choose to talk about it and bring it up. And like I said, you know, I give them props for it. You know, a lot of people said that it was ill-advised, bad timing, but I mean, when you talk about something like that, it's never really a good time. You just got to make your statement. You know what I'm saying? It's just like when me and you make statements. Nobody likes it. People get upset. They get their feelings hurt. You know, they want to know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You know, who they talking about, this and that. But let me tell you something about these statements. These statements get made because they got to be made. They're not made because you like them. They're not made to sugarcoat or to lay you down softly or sweetness. This ain't, you know. This ain't shower. This ain't body wash and shower time. This is that realness time. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he made his statement and he stuck to his guns, and more power to him for that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. So, you know, for you folks that's upset, you know, get over it. You know, you don't pledge of allegiance every day, so stop acting like you do. Stop acting like you believe you so great about America, but you undercover racist. You know, you want to see other races going bad. That's not American. You know, it really just comes down to, you know, the whole concept of idealism, you know, and what's reality. And, you know, you got to find that middle ground. And, yeah, man, you know, it's just a lot of things being exposed. And I think that's a big thing. And, you know, they're comparing this guy to Ali. Now, I don't know about all that. You know what I'm saying? You know, that was a different time. And, you know, Ali was actually stripped of his title, you know what I'm saying, you know, for some time. And, you know, he had to, you know, go through all that. But, you know, much respect to Kaepernick for, you know, exposing, you know, what's going on, you know. And, you know, not to, you know, cause no division, but, man, like, you know, this, you know, shout out to all these dudes that's really exposing this stuff, man, you know what I'm saying, you know, black, you know, black, brown, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the bottom line is, you know, they not no cowards. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it just goes to show you, bro, what this world is really about. I mean, are you focused on him not standing, or are you focused on the problems that's really going on? I mean, we could talk about statistics all day long, but bottom line is these guys are getting off, they're getting suspended, and they're putting it on TV for you to see. So what do you have to say about that? These guys are losing their lives for no reason, regardless if they have criminal backgrounds or not. You know, talk to the family. You know, the one that put his hands up that was trying to console that mentally challenged guy that was in there, and y'all shot that motherfucker for what? Y'all shot that African-American dude. Sorry, he's not a motherfucker. My bad. I was just upset at the situation.
I mean, America, you got a real problem now because sports can't cover up your bullshit no more. And that's what's going on right now. And it's almost like the 70s. And, you know, it's not enough just to throw in the NFL or the NBA game no more. Even the NBA players and the NFL players is conscious of what's going on because it's too apparent, it's too obvious. And, you know, something got to be done about it.
Yeah, and, you know, it seems like Rodney Harrison had to apologize for criticizing Colin Kaepernick, and, you know what I'm saying, you know, what does that have to do with anything? Harrison, sorry for saying Kaepernick not black. Why did you even make that comment anyway? You know what I'm saying? What does it matter? You know what I'm saying, if he's not black or not, he still felt some kind of way about the situation. That just goes to show you. You sit up there and criticize him for not being black, but here's the problem. Where was you at when it was going on? You ran in high like a little peon and went back to your fucking, you know what I'm saying, 5-6-story mansion, you know, with 300 acres and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Scary,
like, that's
scary.
A weak ass
there,
bro.
Scary ass.
You know, and that just goes to show you, man. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter, bro. It's going to take somebody that's not even of an ethnic to stand up and say enough for nothing. These guys are going to listen. They ain't got no choice but to listen. Listen.
I mean, the bottom.
And this is just the beginning, bro. They're going to start. What happens when they start rioting? Oh, now they have your attention. When y'all start losing money, now we have your attention? We couldn't get your attention when you know what I'm saying, we didn't stand and this and that, this and that, and we protested? But we get your attention when we're stealing, looting, robbing, killing. You know,
man, it really comes down to this, and this is America's biggest issue right now, which is accountability. There's no one's being held accountable in America. Everybody just pointing fingers, you know, this and that, you know, cops, Black Lives Matter, government. Who's accountable for this shit?
I mean, that's a good question, bro. You know, it's always the guys that are either the middle class or low class suffering every day, all the time. These guys are getting evicted from their houses. They're getting kicked out of Section 8. All this stuff. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of them guys are just taking what you're giving them. I mean, a lot of them are trying to make it. A lot of them don't want to do that. They have no choice, though. These guys got 4 or 5 kids, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and I'm sitting up there, and my main concern is, you know, you guys are getting upset about the African-American race, but some of the best ain't even got no jobs. Look at those kind of situations like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, y'all not even fighting for them guys. Y'all sitting up there, you know, and it's just a habitual thing with them. They keep stepping over the line over and over and over again. It just gets exhausting after that. Sooner or later, these guys, this resistance is gonna come, rise up, and it's just gonna just terrorize this whole damn nation, bro. Looting, crime is gonna go up. All that stuff, because they're tired of being suppressed, man, and they're tired of being down, down, down all the time. Negativity, controversy, you know what I'm saying? Not being able to make ends meet. These guys got families out here, you know what I'm saying? These guys are getting killed for no reason. These guys are in a fear for their life, you know what I'm saying? And then you'll go see a psychiatrist, and then they'll dope you up and say, you know, you need this and that, this and that. You need disability because you're crazy. Like, no, that's what's really going on. Ain't nobody crazy. That's what they're dealing with, bro. You know, listen to what the fuck they got to say. They could be telling you, that could be an angel telling you what's about to happen. Did y'all ever think about that? Some of y'all didn't even graduate from high school, so I can understand that y'all wouldn't even be able to comprehend what I'm saying right now. Cool. You know what I'm saying? And I'm frustrated, bro. I am, though. You know what I'm saying? And it's zombie land part two, bro. It's what's going on. That's what it is, bro. And you know, we're so focused on these iPhones and galaxies and stuff like that. We get on Facebook all day long. We're on Snapchat all day, and we're not really seeing what's really going on out here. We're not protesting. We're not standing up. We're not sitting at the White House. We're not sitting at the state capitol and seeing what's going on. We're not sitting with the Senate and the House of Representatives to see what's going on, what kind of laws need to be passed, this and that, and this and that. We're not doing anything, man. I mean, we're sitting up here digging up dirt on these politicians that's going on, but we got dirt ourselves. You know, everybody got dirt. Let's just keep it real. Everybody has dirt. Everybody got dirt on them, man. Everybody. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be criminal, you know, sexual, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Drugs, whatever you want to, whatever. But I mean, you know, we got to be part of the solution, man. And I'm fed up, man. That's why so many other countries and towns and stuff like that, they you know, they laugh the shit out of it. They got to get. So, Lone Wolf, anything else you want to add? If not, man, we out of here, man. Guys, catch us next week, real quick, on Tuesday at 10 p.m. First episode of Raw Business Radio.
Yeah, we're going to be bringing this raw power, raw business. I don't really have anything else to say on this. I mean, it's obvious what time it is. And if people don't know, then, you know, they'll get their wake-up call. So,
all right, guys, tune in again Tuesday. Tune in again next Tuesday and Wednesday. We're doing sports September, NFL. I know you guys are happy for the NFL that starts. Tuesday, Sports Tuesday is happening. Real-life situations happening Wednesday. Raw Business Radio, two-man dynasty coming to a theater. You keep it posted, keep it locked here. Lone Wolf, we out of here, man.
Survey says.
And
Rob Powell.
Two-man dynasty, baby. Raw Business Radio. We out.
Peace.
Okay.